Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Yerushalmi, daf Chafches, as we are on the last daf here in Maseches Chagiga, that we've traveled through the laws of Yantif and Kadshim and Tumah V'Tahara. So let's see what comes up here on today's daf. So the last point we made yesterday was that when the one time, as we learned in the last Mishnah, that the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash were toveled after Yantif, because maybe a couple of questions, possibilities of what the maybe is. Maybe there was a suffix mashkin, maybe a Kohen who was not Huza from Tamei Meis touched it, whatever it is, sometime of Tuma. One time they were toveling the menorah, and the Tzukim somehow got upset about that, and they said, really, what? You're to be toveling the menorah? The menorah is like the sun. The sun doesn't become Tamei, so why would you think that this becomes Tamei? They're just like, why would they think Dafka the menorah, what are they against the menorah for? What exactly, is that? How is that different? So the Mefarshim explained, the Karban Eder, Chaim Kanievsky explained that maybe they were thinking that what could become Tamei, as we know, Adam, Kalim, Ochel, Mamashkim, people, Kalim, food, and drink. So is menorah one? Well, you might say menorah is a Kli. Well, menorah, all of the Kalim serve a purpose. Right, they serve a purpose. You use a shovel to shovel something, or you use a mizbeach to burn something on. You use the shulchan to hold your bread. Menorah, as the Gemara says in Shabbos in the Bali Daf Chav Beis, v'chila ora hutzarech. You need ora. It's edus hu l'bayi olam. It's edus for the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina rests amongst us. Is that a kli? If it's a symbolic usage, right, it's just to give light, or even not even to give light. We don't even need the light. Remember, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, but whether we light the menorah in the morning. The Rashi says you only light the menorah at night. Once. And the Rambam says, no, you light it at night, you light it in the morning too. Because after all, that Gemara says, V'chila ora hutzarech, or you light it in the morning. Right, and that answers the question of the Rambam describes how in Hilchos Chanukah, how the Jews in the days of the Chanukah story were able to get into the Beis HaMikdash and be Matar the Beis HaMikdash, and they came in on the 25th day of Kislev, and they were Matar, and then they lit the menorah, and wonderful, we have the story of Chanukah. So some of the Achronim ask, if they came in on the 25th, and they lit Lechorah that night, the 26th, so Chanukah started on the 26th, not on the 25th. So the answer is no, according to the Rambam, you light even by Yom. So if you light by Yom, so they came in on the 25th, they lit right away. They light away. They didn't have to wait till evenings. According to the Rambam, that fits. So the Tzukim were upset about that. The sun itself, the sun itself is a just Lahair. The Rambam describes that the sun itself is a Galgal Chama, as it's called here in the Gemara. There's another Shinin Nuschos in the Tosefta, Galgal Chama La'or HaLavana. The Lavana is also getting involved. The Rambam in Hilchos Yitzhodiyah Torah talks about how the sun and the moon, they're all creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Yitzhodiyah Torah talks about physics, and he talks about physics and metaphysics. Earlier, he talks about the Malachim. Right, the Malachim is what the Rambam talks about in the second parak. In the third and the fourth parak, he talks about the Galgalim. The Rambam there says, regarding all of the luminaries, Kol HaKochavim, he talks about the ratios and how big they are, and then the Rambam says, Kol HaKochavim HaGalgalim, right, that same word, Galgalim. Kol HaKochavim HaGalgalim, Kulam Ba'alei Nefesh V'deya V'haskelheim. All the luminaries are beings with intellect and awareness, day of a haskel, vehem chayim vaomdim, they exist, umakirim esmi shamar vahaya ha'olam, and they recognize Hashem. Right? The sun recognizes Hashem, the Rambam says. Kol echad ve'echad lefi gadlo, ulefi ma'alato, and each one, according to their levels, mishabchim umefa'arim liyotzram kamo ha'malachim. Just like the malachim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and glorify him, so too the luminaries. Ukeshem shemakir mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makir mit atzman. Just like they recognize Hashem, they have self-awareness. Umakir mes hamalachim shalmal mehem. And they recognize the malachim. V'das hakochavim v'hagalgalim mi'uta midas hamalachim v'gedola midas b'nei adam. And in the hierarchy of things, right, the sun and the moon and the stars, their da'as is less than the angel da'as and higher than the people da'as. I mean, we can't fathom. We don't know what kind of da'as that is. We don't see. Da'as obviously doesn't have to do with the brain. It doesn't have to do with something physical. You know, malachim don't have a brain. Malachim don't have anything physical. And yet there's some type of da'as that we would translate as intellect. Anyway, that's regarding the galgal. Okay, let's continue. Once we're talking about the kalim, the Mishnah here discusses another time when we remove some kalim. Taman Tanina, we're a couple of lines up on the bottom of Chav Zayin Mabez. We learned over there, Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Tamid that discusses the avoda that took place every single day. Nichnesu lolishkas hakelim. They went into the lishkas hakelim in the mornings. V'hotziyo misham tishim v'shlosha klei chesav klei zav. They needed the kelim they took out every morning. So they went in and they got the kelim that they needed, the silver and the gold kelim, 93 kelim. 93 kelim were taken out in the morning. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonasan. What is 93 keneged? Keneged tishim v'shlosha haskaros shekasuv b'parshas. According to Argirsa, Chagai Zachariah Malachi. The 93 times that it says Shem Hashem in the last three of the Treyasar, Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. The Mefarshim, simple as Pshat, the Malachim take out Zachariah, because Zachariah has many names of Hashem, and if you take out Zachariah, so then in Chagai and Malachi, it's 93. If you do the math, it's 93. Rabbi Chaim Gideevsky takes out Zachariah, and the Karban Eidah takes out Zachariah, and he says, Karban Eidah, Vachi Perusho, Kol Hashemos She'ino Nimchakim, Bahani Tresvarim, Einan El Tzadi Gimel. All the Shemos of Hashem that are Einan Nimchak, that are not erased, real names of Hashem, are 93. Right? Vashem Tzvakos Lokachashev. Even though Tzvakos is the name of Hashem, you don't count that one. The Kasavar Shanimchak, this day I must hold that it is a Shem Hashem that can be erased. Vaharbe Nislavtu Bazem, Afarshem Ein Sarach. Then you try to figure out exactly how to include Zachariah, but you take it out, and then the number fits in. So that's Chagai Zachariah Umalachi. Amarav Chuna Chishavta made an Elishmona Vishalosh. What do you mean? I counted, and there's only 83. Only 83. Kenega, where's 83? Karban Eida. The local Chashav Rakshem Ben Dalad Osios. So if you only count Yudke Vavke, the shame of four letters, then there's only 83. Ve'eno Bishnei Svarim El Elu Elape Gimel. Only 83. What's 83 Keneged? Keneged, Shmona Vishalosh Chosamos, Shekasa Be'ezra. In Sefer Ezra, it's really not Ezra, sometimes Chazal called Nehemia Ezra, because in, according to Chazal, it's one Sefer. In Sefer Nehemia, when they were doing a tshuva movement, there were a number, it's listed there in the Sefer. Many of the Chashav Jews signed their name that they were going to be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the list of names there, 83 names. 83 names. See in the Karban Eidah. Anachnu from Nehemia Paragud. Anachnu Karsim Amana. V'alachasumim Nehemia HaTirshasa. Umani V'azo Pegimel Mehachatumim. V'haya Kal Echad Miyachid Yichud Shmo Yizbarach. Each one of them were Miyachid Shem Hashem. V'chosim Al Yichud Shmo. And they signed on the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Va'anu Karsim Amana. So back to the Gemara. Shaya Kal Echad V'echad Miyachid Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chosim. So that's the 83. That's where 83 comes from, the 83 signatories there. One more, and then we'll make some comments. The Istabai Meimar, and some say 83 is Keneged the following. Keneged, the day, Kiyom Meruba Shel Tamid, on the day that has the most carbon of Sibur than all the other days of the year. What day has the most carbon at Sibur? The first day of Sukkos. First day of Sukkos, that's when you have the most cows, when you go down one a cow. Every single day. So that's the day as compared. You have the most cows. Keneged, what do you have? You have Shlosha Asar Parim, 13 cows, Arba Asar Kfasim, 14 sheep, that's 27, the Elam Shnayim, 2 rams, 29, the Seir Echad, and one goat, that's 30. That's 30, plus the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is 31. So you have 31 animals, and you assume 3 kalim per animal. That's how you get to, this is Istabai, sorry, not the 83, the 93. That's how you have 93 kalim. You assume there are 3 kalim per animal. And the Mefarshim figure out, is it a knife or what are the kalim? But that's how you get to the other Keneged. Keneged, either 93 of Chagai and Malachi, the Shemos of Hashem, which have to do with, obviously, the Beis HaMikdash and the kalim, the Klei Chesav, Klei Zav, or this, the 93 Keneged, the day that there were the most animals in the Beis HaMikdash. A couple of points that we can discuss. And that is the signatories that had the 83 signatories, they did Yichud Hashem. They were signatures for Yichud Hashem. Interesting, we know the Rambam and the other Monia mitzvahs list Yichud Hashem as one of the mitzvahs. Hashem Echad. Yichud Hashem. So that's a hard one to, what are we supposed to do for Yichud Hashem? Right? Avas Hashem, okay, we could figure out Avas Hashem maybe a little bit and Yiras Hashem a little bit. The Ramban even gives us practical. The Ramban says, Mitzvos Asei flow from Avas Hashem, Mitzvos Los Asei flow from Yiras Hashem. That's what the Ramban says in Parshas Yisro. Asi Docha Los Asei, because of Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. So we could figure out Ava and Yira, but Yichud Hashem, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to think? Regarding other practical ramifications for Yichud Hashem. Okay, Hashem Echad. We say it twice a day. Hashem is one. And that's mitzvah number two for the Rambam. Right? The Rambam's mitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah number one is belief in Hashem, Emunah. Mitzvah number two is Yichud Hashem. Three and four is Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So what is exactly, what did these 83 signatories do? And what are we supposed to do? So if you look in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Yud Zayin, 4:17, in Parshas Vayeschanan, right on Shema, Nitztaveinu, Laha'amin. Oh, starts off Laha'amin. Right, this is right before Avas Hashem. Next mitzvah is Nitztaveinu, Le'ehov. Right, we are commanded to love. Avas Hashem is right afterwards. So Nitztaveinu Laha'amin, Hashem Yisbarach, Hu'apol Kol HaMetzius. Yichud Hashem is recognizing that Hashem is the source of all reality. Hu'apol Kol HaMetzius, Adon HaKol, Echad B'lishum Shituf, without any partner. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Is a mitzvah asehu eina hagada. It's a mitzvah asei avol pirish shma klomar kabel mimeni davar zeh shma. Right? So you say to Yisrael, you say to your fellow Jew, accept this, hear this shma kabel mimeni v'da'ehu v'ha'amein bo ki Hashem shehu elokeinu echadu. The Hashem that who is our God, He is one. V'haray shezui mitzvah asei. Amram Zechorno Levracha Tamid B'Midrashim Amanas L'Yachid Shmo. You have to be miyachid his name, like our Gemara says. V'dilakav Allah V'alcho Shemayim Klomer HaHoda'a B'Yichud V'ocha Emuna. Shorash Mitzvah Zu Yadua Ki Zeh Iker Emunas Kol B'nei Olam V'hu HaAmur HaChazak Shelev Kol Ben Da'as Samuch Alav. Right, every Ben Da'as thinks this. You don't have to figure it out and try to wonder about it. Every Ben Da'as, says the Chinuch, leans on this to recognize that there is one source of everything in the world. So what is the Lamaisa? Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch, Mashamar Zechon Lavracha, Shechayv Kalechar Miyisrael, Leharig HaMitzvah Yichud. So that's in the extreme case, to give one's life for Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is in charge, Levisha Kol She'eno Mode B'Yichuduk Baruch Hu Ki L'Kofer B'Iker, the Chulu, continues in the extreme cases, Kiddush Hashem. V'nohek es mitzvah zu b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zachar v'na kevis v'over al zeh. V'eino mamin b'yichudo baruch hu b'tel asei zeh. One doesn't, isn't mamin. V'gam kol shar mitzvah z'atorah. I think there's a different source of everything that happens. Right? Yichud Hashem. Right? It's one of the mitzvahs t'midios, says the Chinuch. Let's continue reading. He's going to say that. V'zuz achaz b'na mitzvah sh'amarnu b'tchilas asei fer sh'adam chayav b'en b'hasmada. Klomar shalo yifsog chiyuvan me'olav la'olam afilu rega katan. Right, the six mitzvahs tvidios that the Chinuch discusses, belief in Hashem, avodah zarah, yichud Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, and v'los asurach v'levavchem v'chreinechem. I think those are the six. So the Chinuch says, realizing whatever happens to me in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's yichud Hashem. Good. The Gemara also mentioned here the different types of shemos of Hashem. Right, the first day I spoke about 93 because that includes all shemos of Hashem, but not svakos. The Rav Chuna says, no, I go 83, because 83 are the names of the shem bazdalid osios, right? The Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, and the Rambam also a little bit later in Yisod Yetzer and Perek Vav discuss the different levels and types of shemos of Hashem. The Rambam there says, right, that we talk about nimchakim, eino nimchakim, as the Karbon Eidah just alluded to. The Rambam says in the sixth Perek, if somebody destroys one of the holy, pure, kedoshim tahorim, two words, right? Shenikra Makadosh Baruch Hu, loke min haTorah, it's a isur daraisa malchus from the Torah. Shari Omer ba'avodah zara, because it says ba'avodah zara, v'ibadetem eshema min hamakomahu, lo sasun kim l'Hashem alokeichem. So we learn from there, destroy avodah zara, don't do that to Hashem. How do you destroy Hashem? The shame of Hashem. So the Rambam says, if I destroy a name of Hashem, then I violate Nisud HaRaisa with Malchus. And the Rambam says, V'shif Hashem Hashem. There are seven names of Hashem. Seven names. There's the name, the ultimate name, what's called Shem HaMeforash. Right? That's the Shem Ben Dalet Osios. That's a different level. And that's what the first day in our Gemara holds. I'm sorry, the second day, that 83. What are the names of Hashem? Hashem Shenechtav Yud Hey Vav Hey, Vuhu Shem HaMeforash. Oh, Anechtav Alav Dalet Nun Yud. Right? That's the Shem Hashem, either Yud Kei Vav Kei or Alav Dalet Nun Yud. That's two names. Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Eke, Shakai, Svakos. Right? Those are the names the Rambam has. So again, he counts Yudke Vavke and Alatan Yud as one, because then there are six others. And the Rambam counts Svakos as a name, and Eke as a name. Kolav Mochek Afilu Os Achas Mishiva Shemos Elu Loke. Somebody, erases, destroys any of these names, Malkus Daraisa. Then the Rambam talks about prefixes and suffixes. This came up a few months ago. The Rambam says prefix does not have kedusha, lashem, but the kelokechem, suffixes do have kedusha. Interesting, but that's the different shemos, and that's what's discussed here: the 93 and the 83. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Shila Dekfar Tamarta b'shem Reb Yochanan, Taima Reb Eliezer. Let's get back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had a machlokes about the Mizbechos. What did the Mizbechos say? Reb Eliezer held that the Mizbeachs, all the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash had required Tevila, but not the Mizbeachs. The Mizbeachs are Kekarka. And like Karka is not Mekabel Tumas, they're like Karka. How are they like Karka? So we had explanations in the Mefarshim. The Mizbeach Azov is called Mizbeach Adama. Mizbeach Nechoshes is called Mizbeach Adama. We discussed yesterday, now it's stone, but maybe it's talking about the future or the past. And Mizbech Hazav is compared because it says HaMizbechos in Bamidbar. So Rabbi Lazar says it's like Karka. The Chachamim say Mipnei Shehein Mitzupin, because it is plated. So somehow, because it is plated, we said there are 2 days in the Bavli how to understand that. But we said one of the understanding is they said no, it is Mekabel Tuma because it is plated. So therefore it's not called Karka. So it is Mekabel Tuma. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Bitzipiso sozahav tahor, right? You played it with gold, sozahav tahor, but you continue the pasuk. Es gago ve'es kirosav saviv, its roof and its walls, ve'es karnosav yasisilo zerzahav saviv. So the Gemara says, Satora koraso so karka. The Torah calls it karka. With karka, there's no word karka there. So the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara explains, because it uses the word roof, it says roof and walls, that means it's like a house. A roof and walls is like a house, right? It doesn't say lamala and lamata, right? It says a roof and walls. So we assume that is ki'ilu, the Torah is calling it karka. And that is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Ad kadum mizbeach hazav. That's regarding the golden mizbeach, the inner mizbeach. Mizbeach ha'ola minayin. How do I know the mizbeach ha'ola is also? So the Gemara says, v'dinu, what is a kal v'chomer? Ma im mizbeach hazav. If the little mizbeach, the Mizbeach Azov, Shehu Amma, Al Amma is a smaller one, At Amar Karka, that's considered Karka. Mizbeach Ola, Shehu Chamish Al Chamish, Lo Kol Shekein. Mizbeach Ola surely, should be considered Karka. Should be considered Karka. Good. That is the Rebbe Eliezer. Istabai Meimar, others say that how do you, it's not a Kavachomer, but it's a Xer Shava. Ravua, Ravua, Mankan Karka, Afkan Karka. Good. Either it is, Kavachomer or Exer Shava, which we know is stronger, right? There's no pircha. Depends on different levels of strength of the Kavachomer. Amar Rav Hila, time of the Rabbanan. Rav Hila says, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? So this is a little strange. The Rabbanan say what the reason is in the Mishnah. Vibneshu Mitzupin, right? It's Mitzupin. So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, maybe in the Mishnah was saying, the Chum is saying, Rebelazar, Lashitascha. Even if you want to say Lashitascha, that it is not Mekabel Tuma, but it should be Mekabel Tuma because it is Mitzupin. So even if it is Mechubal Karka, it's called Karka, but you have an overriding factor, right? It's Mitzupin. But here, this Gemara, now the Gemara is saying, maybe even fundamentally, I think it's a Kli. I don't think it's considered by Karka. Why is it like a Kli? HaMizbeach Eitz Shalosh Amos Gavoha V'Gomer. What is the continuation? If you look in the Carbon Aida, the eighth davar mitaltelu. So either eight is considered wood and wood is mitaltel, or inami misefet the karkadarish. If you look in the end of that pasuk, and the Bavli makes a big deal about this, in the end of that pasuk in Yechezkel, describing the Mizbeach, it's called the Shulchan. HaMizbeach Eitz Shalosh Amos Gavoh V'chulu V'yedaber Eli, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. So it's called a Shulchan and it's called a Mizbeach. So a Shulchan is a Davar HaMitaltel. So if somehow the Mizbeach is called a Shulchan for whatever reason, so you know it is Davar HaMitaltel and therefore it is Mekabel Tumah. HaTorah Karas Oso Mitaltel. So that's describing the outer Mizbeach. So Ad Kedum Mizbeach HaOla, that's the Mizbeach HaOla, the big Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaZov Minayin. How do I know that it applies even to the small Mizbeach? It is also called the Davar HaMitaltel. So Gemara says, V'didu, that's a Kal V'chomer the other way. If this big mizbeach, which is 5x5, is considered movable and is bekabel tuma, mizbeach azov shu amal amal kol shekein, so surely mizbeach azov, the smaller mizbeach, should be considered mitaltel. Is the boy meimer? Some say it's the seir shabbat. The other way, the other direction, ravua makan mitaltel afkan mitaltel. That pasuk that the Gemara just quoted, if you look in the Bavli, the Bavli has a drasha based on the fact that the Mizbeach is compared to a Shulchan. The last daf here in Chagiga, daf Chav Zayin in the Bavli and Chagiga, that's what the Gemara says, Bizmach Beis HaMikdash Kaya Mizbeach Mechaper. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach brought us Kapara. Al HaAdam. Achshav Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper Alav. But now, Bizman HaZeh, a person's Shulchan, a person's table brings him Kapara, meaning his Hachnas is Archim. And it's bringing in guests, that's what brings him kapara, bizman hazeh, what we don't have in mizbeach. If you look in the, Rishon and an Achron, the Rishon, there's a Rabbeinu Bachai, which whenever this comes up, we like to quote. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Truma, that talks about that the Shulchan brings a kapara for a person. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, Minog Chasidim Shebet Sarfas, the French rabbis have this, Minog, Sheosim Mishulchanam Aron Lekvura. When they would die, they would get buried, they would make a coffin out of their dining room table. Dining room table. Lahoros, ki ha'adam lo yisa biyado v'lo yelavenu ba'amalo, ki imatztaka sha'asa b'chayav. What's a person taking with them? Only the tztaka that they did, v'atova shehu meitiv al shulchano. And the good that he did on his table. V'kach amru chazal ha'marech al shulchano ma'arichin lo yamav ushnosav. Unbelievable. That's Rabbeinu Bachai, a minhag of the French rabbis. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tainus, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tainus, quotes, Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph. Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph. The simon is called, Mihem Hachotim Leshev Betainus. Right? Who are the sinners that should sit in the Tainus? Hayoshe Betainus, Im Yachol Lizbola Tainus, Nikra Kadosh, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im Lav, Kagon She'eno Bari V'chazak, Nikra Chote. If you can handle a fast day, then you're called a kadosh. If you can't handle a fast day and you're fasting, you're a sinner. You're a sinner. So it's like a balance of the two days of, in the Gemara, whether fasting is a good thing or not a good thing. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'kasvu Sifrei HaMusar. The Sifrei HaMusar quote, Dim be'emsach yilaso ba'ochu mis'avelechol moshech yadom imenu. If in the middle of one's eating, you hold yourself back from eating something, Zenechshav gamkein l'siguf u'miskaper navonosav. That itself brings kapara. Right? You don't have to fast, mamish. But if somebody holds themselves back from eating a delicacy, so that also can be called a kapara. V'ra'isi kasa b'sefer echad, says the Mishnah Berurah, I saw written in a sefer. Remember, he doesn't quote any contemporary. Doesn't quote any, except once, he quoted the Meshech Chachma. Right? And there's a story about that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Read it because of Zever Echad, Shekshe Adam Rotzel Lehisnadev Tainis, when a person wants to be Misnadev a fast day, Tov Yoser Sheikabal Tainis Min Hadibur Mima Sheikabal La Menachila. Better to accept a fast from talking than from eating. That's better. Kimi Meno Lo Yeh Lo Nezek Lo Begufo V'lo B'Nishmaso V'lo Yechalei Shayadezeh. Because fasting from talking, right, that doesn't affect his body or his neshama, and he doesn't get weaker from that. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, Ukein ze kasav agra biigarto, shetzarach adam liyaser atzmo, lo betainis visigufim, ki imberesen piv ubetavosa vizeo tshuva. Better to fast from talking, and from lashon hara, and from other possible problems spiritually, than from the food itself. So that's the Rabbeinu Bachai and the Mishnah Berurah regarding fasting. Okay, we continue. Chacham Omer Bnei Shei Mitzupin. So the Chacham say because it is Mitzupin. That was the language of the Chacham in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara. Lo Tzipui Shu Omid Machmasahu. Doesn't the Tzipui stand because of the Mizbeach Machmaso? So shouldn't it be Batel? What do they mean? It's Mitzupin. But it's Batel. The gold can't stand without the wood under it. There's just a very thin layer of gold. So isn't it batel? So I'm Rabbi La Limalachto. Right? Sometimes in Yerushalmi you're missing the Aleph. Limalachto Eina Obed Machmasahu. Says the Gemara, for its malacha, for its what is it supposed to do? It's supposed to protect the wood from the burning. Right? It's not batel. It's not omid l'malachto. Why? Because, says the Karbana Eda, haino lahaktara lo hayetzarech leitz. It didn't really need it. Why? Because it was really miraculous, the whole thing. V'as yekai kai da'amar shimen lakish, v'ish lakish es v'asisa mizbeach, lahaktir ketores, ein ksiv kan. It does not say, make the mizbeach to be maktir, ela miktar ketores. What does that mean without the lamin? Miktar sounds like it burns by itself. The mizbeach by itself burned the ketores. What does that mean? Karbana Eda. Lomar. Sha'a mizbeach atzmo hayamakter haktores below siyuas eish shalmata. Really, Hashem didn't need our fire. Right? The fire came down from heaven, but we did it to cover up the nace. That's the Sefer Chinuch Slashon. Ela bei shalmala. Really, Hashem burned. So really, it's not batel, because the gold could have existed without the wood. Really, the gold, it was all miraculous, right? The Bavli ends off that the whole thing was miraculous, that it didn't burn through all those hundreds of years of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. It didn't, burn through, right? Mam is Be'achazov, She'en Olavela Ovi Ka'ovi Diner Zov, Kama Shanim Ein Or Sholetes Bo, says the Bavli, or the Bavli use that as a Kavachomer. Jews who do mitzvahs, who have fire in them, surely, you know, they're gonna be forever. Okay. So the Gemara says here that the gold really didn't need the wood because it was all miraculous. Says the Gemara, V'yei ketavla shiasuya lelechu lahaniach. So another reason why maybe it shouldn't be makabel tuma, because you put the mizbeach down, it wasn't meant to be moved. Right? It's like a tavla, it's like a board, shiasuya lelech, it's meant to move, ulaniach, and then to be put down, period. What's called, asui lanachas. Right? A kli eitz asui lanachas is not makabel tuma. But it's not moved. Lo kinam Rabbi Ami b'shem Rishim and Lakish hashulchan lama tame. Why they say the shulchan was tame? Because it was moved once in a while. Lo mebnei shemotzin also umarin also oli regalim. Remember that it was shown to oli regalim, and that the Gemara says at the end of Chagiga and also Menachas that to show that the bread was fresh a week later and it was not stale. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva and the Ritva discusses how, by looking at it, how do you know it was fresh? So they say maybe there was steam coming out of it. Steam, just like right when it got out of the oven, there was steam. So maybe that's how they knew. You could see from afar. So you see from there, the only reason that the shulchan was makabel tuma was because it was moved once in a while. Vizeh, and this mizbeach hazot lo bimkomo omeid. Doesn't it always stay bimkomo? It's never moved. Avzeh shimesh kli b'mikdash. So this was also, it was a kli in the base of mikdash. V'hei tar. It should be tar v'lama tame. Why is it tame? L'mais the mizbeach never moved, and therefore, why does the tzipui make it tame? So Amar Rabbi Mana kai de tanina taman. Because of the following, like the following. Shalos mashpelos hain. Right? The Mishnah in Mesechas Kalim that talks about three types of containers. A mashpel is a container. And the Gemara there, the Mishnah there talks about a basket or, so the first one listed there is a mashpela of zevel. Right, if you look in that Mishnah there, our Gemara doesn't quote the rest of the Mishnah. That parak in Kalim in the 24th parak is about shalosh this and shalosh that. So shalosh mashpelos hain shel zevel tamei medrash. The first one is of zevel, a fertilizer is tamei medrash. It's like a fertilizer. It has there and you spread it. It dispenses the fertilizer. So there, the container, it goes on the back of a person. So it helps like carry the fertilizer. But sometimes when the person wants to take a rest, he puts it down behind him, and he kind of leans on it. So it's also supports the person, which makes it a medrash, makes it normally sat on or leaned on, so it could become a medrash. So if something has a dual purpose, so then it's able to be makabel tuma Anyway, Taman Shalosh Mashpedos saying, and Amar Rabbi Zeira Mevreishim Mishtamshim Bo Agabe Chavi Leho. Right, because sometimes it is leaned on, even though it's a chavila, it's a bundle, and you carry it, but also it has this, the carbonate explains, makal aruch tachter, has a stick that's sticking out of it that you lean on when you want to take a rest. B'shash sharotza lafush. So because it has that purpose also, so that is why it is makabal tumah. So too, viko, and also the mizbeach, hazav, because it's also not just that the there's a miraculous gold that has it, but it's also part of the kli, and it has a secondary purpose that it also plates the kli, so therefore it is called part of that kli, and therefore it would be makabel toma. Says the Karban Eida, v'achem mizbeach nami kivash mishtamshim be'etz b'shash azam mechubar bo hariyu kizavetame. Right, kizavetame, and therefore it could be makabel toma. You see on the carbon, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky also, tzipui zav sha'al gabe ha'eitz e efshar shi'isarv ha'reunido kekli matris mashenkin b'shulchan. Shulchan is different. The eitz doesn't need the zav. You could just put the bread on the wood, so the tzipui doesn't do anything. But here the tzipui does something. So we got through a lot of kudshim and taris. Remember that one line in the Rambam. The Rambam in his Agdama to Pirshim Mishnayis of Taharos, the Rambam says, you think knowing Tumah V'Tahara is easy? You have to go through it again and again, and you have to know it like you know. V'lo yas bilti shedsarach liyagia k'shetirtzel lezochram v'lo yachz b'kalacha kriyav avar alav. It's not just like going through on a superficial level. V'afilu karata oso elef pa'amim, the Rambam says. Even if you went through this Hakdama 1,000 times, V'lo todeu al pi bilti maspiklecha ashi rogel b'lashoncha kemo kriyashma. You got to know this like kriyashma. The Rambam says all the yesodos of Tumah V'Tahara are in this introduction of mine. If you know it like you know kriyashma, then Tumah V'Tahara will be easy for you. Hajel lachomer b'kodesh v'sigla meseches chagiga baruch Hashem. We have one more mesechta here in Seder Moed, meseches Moed Katan. We'll stop here.